Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
Reggie, keep changing those cold compresses on Job's head. I want to bring him around as quickly as possible.
Right.
Shall I let his head hang over the foot of the lounge this way?
Yes, that'll bring the blood up where he needs it most.
Doggone, fella. You must have popped Brother Job a whopper.
I had to.
Well, what happened?
Well, the minute you told me he'd escaped from his bedroom and slid down the drainpipe, I dropped everything and went after him.
But how'd you know where to look, Jack?
Where would you look for a thirsty man? The nearest bar.
And he was there?
Yes, just getting ready to go on to bigger and better things.
And you said come on back, and he wouldn't come, so you floored him.
Something like that. You sure all the girls are locked up in their bedrooms so there's no chance of them getting out?
Yeah, and I don't mind saying they resent it.
They'll just have to resent.
Boy, the things Faye said would have skinned a mule.
Living up to her reputation as the family vulgarian, huh?
No fooling. Doggone, though, I hated to take that little old Cherry girl back up to her room. She didn't want to go so bad. Why'd you insist on it?
Because I want each girl locked up separately. Hope still unconscious?
You're just sleeping now, I think. Seems like Grandma's keeping awful close to her room up on the third floor.
She's all right.
Jack, you say you want the three girls locked up separately. Why?
I want to see what'll happen.
You mean if the baby'll cry, then one of them gets the business?
Yes.
But ain't that dangerous? This time, one of them might get killed.
How? If they can't get out, how can anyone get into them?
You got me, feller. But Cherry insists they can. It's just like her getting sliced on the shoulder out yonder in the hall when we was all standing right there.
Did you have your eyes on Faye all the time?
I say.
Hey, you mean...
I just asked if you had your eyes on Faye all the time.
Well, no, of course not. But what would Faye want to go and slash her sister for? And more than that, Cherry said they did it.
All right, they did it. But couldn't Faye be one of them?
Jove, I'd never thought of that.
There's a woman in this someplace. Whoever tore her clothes and slashed her up in her room earlier this afternoon was a woman.
You mean those fingernail scratches on her neck and shoulder?
Yes, they were narrow and pointed.
Faye's nails are like that.
Most women's are these days.
Doggone, but I'm balled up.
About what?
About everything. You think maybe Faye shot the chauffeur last night, too?
She had the opportunity.
But she screamed and brought us down when she found him.
Why not? Make it look like she was innocent.
Yeah, she could have, all right.
Yes, but why would she want to?
Well, she may have done it to keep her sister Hope from becoming involved. Or she may have seen him leaving the front door with Hope's dress in her hands and, believing the worst, killed him on the spot.
Yeah, but that didn't mean that she was prowling around the house with a gun in her hand. What'd she want to be doing that for?
Well, she knew Hope was out with him. She might have gone to Job's room, got his gun with a silencer, and waited for them to come back.
Well, we know the gun that killed him had a silencer, all right.
And that gun was Job's.
You sure about that?
Certainly. How many guns with silencers have you seen in your life?
Oh, couple or three.
Which means that guns equipped for silence are about as scarce as hen's teeth.
Right, I get your point.
Well, if Faye is the one, you going to turn the information over to police?
Not yet. I want to know for sure. I talked to the police, and they're sure the chauffeur was a gangster and that he was wiped out by rival gunmen. Let them work on that theory. We'll go on working on this angle.
Then you think for sure what's going on is an inside job?
Well, maybe not entirely, but there's someone working on the inside.
Finger for the gang on the outside, huh?
Something like that.
And it's Faye?
Well, certainly her skirts aren't any too clean.
But why? What's it all about?
You know as much as I do, Doc. They may be trying to frighten Grandma Martin into paying blackmail. She knows something about this she's not telling, that's certain.
But that's silly. Why'd she bring us in here to clear up this mess and then hold out information on us?
Afraid to tell us? Trying to protect someone? How do I know?
Yeah.
Jack, Job's conscious.
What's that?
Quiet. Had his eyes open, closed them again when he saw me looking at him.
All right, Job.
Oh, what a head.
Can you sit up?
I don't know.
Well, come on, try it.
Oh, say, what'd you hit me for?
Because you wanted to argue about coming back, and I didn't have time to argue.
It wasn't very friendly.
I'm not here to be friendly. You sober?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
I'm not surprised.
I always feel terrible when I'm sober.
Like a fish out of water, huh?
Look, be a good guy. There's a bottle of brandy in the buffet.
Go get it, Reggie.
I know.
Job.
Well?
There isn't a doubt in the world your gun killed the chauffeur. Now, where is it?
It's gone.
I know it's gone. Where to?
I don't know. I looked in my bureau drawer for it. It wasn't there.
Why do you keep a gun with a silencer?
It was a birthday present from Faye.
Hey, a birthday present from Faye?
Yes.
But why would she give you a present like that?
I always thought it would be fun to have one, so she got it.
Here you are, Jack.
No, I'll just take the bottle.
On the other hand, you get one drink. That's all.
One drink.
Maybe after you've talked a while, you can have another. Here. That better?
A little.
Job, did you approve of Hope running around with a family chauffeur?
Hope is old enough to vote.
Isn't it the fact that your grandmother fired the last four chauffeurs because they were too friendly with Hope?
Sure.
As the man of the family, what did you think of this?
Grandma wears the pants in this family.
You had no desire for revenge on them for dragging your sister down to their level?
Look, we got a motto in this house. You mind your business and I'll mind mine.
So you were willing to look the other way, no matter what happened to your sisters?
Oh, let me alone, will you?
Another thing. Cherry says you and Hope are in grave danger.
Oh, she's always talking.
But why did she link you and Hope together? Did it have anything to do with her escapade with the chauffeur?
I don't know, I tell you. I don't know what Cherry's talking about 9/10 of the time.
You don't think you're in danger?
Sure, I'm in danger. Everybody's in danger. You might get hit by a car or anything might happen.
No, I mean specific danger.
Oh, nuts.
You say that, yet you know that someone tried to chloroform Hope this afternoon.
Maybe she tried to commit suicide. How do I know?
No, it's possible. Except that there have been attacks on Cherry, too.
Yeah. Somebody scratched her with a pin.
Cut, not a scratch. And it was done with something very sharp. Do you use a safety razor?
Yeah, but if you think I'm going around cutting up Cherry with a safety razor blade, you're crazy.
I didn't say that. More than that, Cherry was thrown downstairs. And at the same time Hope was chloroformed, she was unconscious and slashed up in her room.
Well, nobody's dead, is he? Except the chauffeur, and he doesn't count.
Why not? I asked why the chauffeur doesn't count.
He's not in the family.
He was attached to the family.
Okay, he was attached to the family, so what?
You know, Job, I'm getting the impression that you're getting a great deal of satisfaction out of that murder.
How about another nip?
No. You don't like Faye, do you?
As a brother likes any sister.
That's not answering my question. You don't like her, do you?
If she was dead, I'd send flowers to the funeral.
Oh, look here now.
That's an ugly thing to say.
Well, you asked me, didn't you?
This is the first time we've seen you sober since we arrived. I've got a hunch I'd like to see you and Cherry together when you're in this condition.
And what's that for?
Well, you object?
Look, don't I feel bad enough now without you bringing that terrified mouse down to whisper about the horrible death that's in store for me?
Uh-huh. Yes, I think I'd like to see you and Cherry together. Doc.
You want me to go get it?
No, I want you and Reggie to stay here with Job and keep that bottle away from him till I get back.
You hear that, Job, old kid?
I won't be gone but a minute.
Say, old chap, you know, you'd be a handsome man if you didn't have such an unhealthy pallor.
No.
How long have you been hitting it up like this?
Year, 2 years, I forget.
You like the stuff? In such large quantities, I mean?
Oh, now lay off, will you?
Fine. Sorry.
You don't understand folks like him, Reggie.
No?
Mm-mm. Folks like him is tickled to death with themselves. That's why they pour it in. Because they like themselves so much they can't stand it.
Oh, you're pretty smart, aren't you?
They call him the good-natured drunk. But where does his nice disposition go to when he's sober?
Look, you two, just leave me alone, will you?
Oh, sure, sure. We don't really like to torture dumb animals.
Thanks for nothing. What's Packard want to bring Cherry down here for?
He has his own reasons. Maybe he wants your little sister to see you when you ain't plastered. Because Cherry told us she loved you a lot.
Yeah, I'll bet she did.
Yes, she did. We both heard her.
First time I knew Cherry had a sense of humor.
She didn't say it like she thought it was funny.
All right, stop it, will you? He's going to bring her down here. Why doesn't he do it?
Go away. Go away.
It's just me, Cherry.
Oh. Hello.
Who did you think it was?
They were outside just a minute ago.
What's that?
Yes, they were. They tried the handle. I saw it moving. And then when they found out it was locked, I heard them whispering.
Could you hear what they said?
No, just whispering.
Men's voices or women's voices?
I don't know. Just whispering.
You might have been mistaken.
No, it was them. They came to get me.
Well, I'm here now, so don't worry. I want you to come downstairs to the library with me.
Come in my room first.
Yes, if you wish. Why did you close the door?
Look at me.
I am.
I'm pretty, aren't I?
Very pretty, Cherry. Your face would be beautiful if it wasn't so sad.
I'm young. I'm nice. I am, aren't I?
I'm sure you are.
Then why don't you take me in your arms?
Cherry, what is this?
Why don't you? Why doesn't anybody? I'm a woman. Yes, I am. If you don't think I am, just give me the chance.
Cherry, stop that.
Oh.
Here, here. You're just all upset.
No. Nobody wants me except them. Nobody. They want me. They want me so bad they'll tear down this house to get me. And they will do. If somebody doesn't take me first. I can't do it alone.
No. No, not while we're here.
Oh, Mr. Packard. Mr. Packard, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.